I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You're on The Burt Show.
Wasn't conclusive.
Yes, it was.
No, nope, it was not. When we tested this guy to see if he was cheating on Josie, it wasn't exactly conclusive. You want to explain what we did yesterday?
Oh, no, how about you explain? Because you were the one that had the stick in the pot.
Yeah. Stick in the pot.
I've never heard that word.
That's a new one.
Stir the pot.
Stick somewhere else.
You had the stick in the pot. You were stirring the pot, baby.
Okay.
Here's me stirring the pot. So Josie hits us up, and she tells us that there is a rumor within the family that when Josie's husband goes on his weekend trips with the boys, that it's not so innocent, that a lot of these guys on the trip are hooking up with women left and right. And she had a family member tell Josie that your husband's one of them. Just want to let you know.
But Abby, why was Josie being told this by this particular family member?
So this particular family member was married to her husband's brother, to Josie's brother. And so her sister-in-law is like, okay, really what's going on? This is what I think is happening. Is they're going on these hunting trips. They're going on these boys' nights. And they're actually cheating on us. Because if it's happening to me, mm-hmm. it's probably happening to you. Because they're related. Same gene pool. Duh. Obviously.
That'd be learned on the show.
So when we do the War of the Roses with the dude, where we send him the fake roses and we see who he's going to turn around and send them to. And generally, more often than not, these dudes end up sending the flowers to whoever they're hooking up with and not their wife. So we did this yesterday, and dude passes with flying colors, gets the free flowers, mythical free flowers, and sends them to his wife, Josie, here. And I said, that's great. We're halfway home, but that doesn't really prove anything at all. Because if you're on a weekend trip and you're hooking up with a woman, you're not gonna think of her when you get free flowers. It was a hookup from the weekend, so it tells us nothing.
Because according to Josie's sister-in-law, this wasn't like one person. It was they were just having random hookups whenever they would have like their boys' weekends or guys' night out.
Now we could have left it there. But we asked Josie, do you want us to test him again with our Instagram scam or our Snapchat sting thingy dealy that we do also? And she said yes. Hey, Josie.
Hi, how are you guys?
Okay, here you are, day two. Wondering if he's going to pass the test, right?
Yes.
Okay. Tommy, you got results. Who's got them?
I got the results.
You got the results. Okay.
Yes. All right. So, Josie, because Bert decided to stir the pot. We did.
I'm just trying to get to the truth.
Oh, okay.
That's it. I'm trying to get to the truth. Am I wrong in my assumption that you wouldn't send flowers to some hookup?
No, you're not wrong for that.
All right. So you gave us his Insta handle, and I had my friend slide into his DMs. And okay. This is the interaction that the two of them had. And there was an interaction, okay?
Okay.
She hits up and goes, hey there, ... He did respond, and he said, hi, ? To which my friend responds, why the question? And then he said, sorry, just a short way of saying that I'm not sure that I know you, so why are you messaging me?
Okay.
I think we can all agree so far so good.
So far, yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Her, you don't like getting messaged by fun women you may not know. He said, not particularly. Her, well, you don't seem like much fun. He goes, I'm a lot of fun, just not fun with women I don't know. Yes. See?
Oh my God.
And she goes, well, maybe you should get to know me. And he said, let me rephrase that. I'm a lot of fun, just not with women who aren't my wife.
Yeah! Bam!
Talk that talk, King.
Now we got ourselves a win.
Yes.
A clean win.
She goes, oh, well, that's unfortunate. And he said, yep. Have a good night. And then he blocked her.
But before he blocked her, sent her some free flowers.
No,
he received the day before.
Seriously, Josie, it sounds like your sister-in-law is in a bad place right now, and she is just kind of spiraling, wants to feel like she's not alone in this situation, and has planted that infidelity seed that honestly had no reason to be planted to begin with.
I mean, I am so happy to hear this. Like, it's been keeping me up thinking about it. But she's still not stopping. I mean, like, last night they had guys' night, so I just sucked it up and let them go. Like, nothing's going on. Mm-hmm. And, like, she messaged me and was like, oh, my God, you let him go still?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I trust him. And she's like, you're so naive. No. I'm like, what?
Okay.
Yeah, her lens is a little on the dirty side right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But you got to set up boundaries with her. Like, this has the potential to turn toxic. Like, she shouldn't have even infiltrated your brain the way she did.
Mm-hmm.
So do not let this woman have any bearing on your marriage or relationship. And if I were you, because you said, like, you guys aren't friends, you're friendly. And we thought that spoke volumes. So I think you need to put your foot down and be like, I don't want you talking about my husband or my marriage anymore.
I mean, that's probably, now that I'm feeling so much more confident, I think that's a really good idea. Because, yeah, she did get in my head. And it can't come between me and him because he's obviously trying to do the right thing, right?
He's not going to understand why you're a little bit more enthusiastic the next time you guys have an intimate relation, but we'll all know why.
He won't care either.
You got yourself a good man there.
Yes, I do.
All right, Josie, I'm glad it worked out.
Thank you guys so much for all your help.
You're welcome. Take care.
You too, bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm glad that worked out.
Me too. I didn't want to ruin it. We just didn't have proof yesterday, and we do today.
We got to the truth.
We're good to go.
Now we can take the stick out of the pot. Yeah.
You're on The Burt Show.